Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone. TGIF, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the brightest, sharpest business leaders around this great city of Atlanta. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Agency. I specialize in business insurance, where we care about what you care about. And my co-host is Tess Turin with Basica Marketing. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Angel.
How are you?
Wonderful. Happy to get through the holidays.
I miss the holidays. Now I've got to actually try to stick to my diet.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of diets, let me send a shout out to Uncle Mario's Pizza. You owe me 5 pounds because you brought the best pizza this morning there at the Mall of Georgia. Their Facebook page is Uncle Mario's Pizza Joint. I'm sorry, Uncle Mario's Pizza Joint Mall of Georgia. Make sure you like their page and tell them that they owe me 5 pounds. We have three guests in the studio here today. Our first guest is going to be Mark Parham with Cap Builder Network Group. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Our next guest is Joe Milford with Prelo and Milford. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Angel.
And our last guest has an easy name. His name is Philip Saxton, Small Business Samaritans. Good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Good morning, Angel.
How was you guys driving this morning?
It was a little wet.
Depends on, I guess, what direction you're coming from. Okay, we're going to start the show today with Mark. Mark, tell us about Cap Builder Network Group.
Cap Builder Network Group is an organization that focused on helping startup and small businesses emerge, you know, write their business plans, find funding, and just grow.
Okay. So do you get them before they open, or are you there?
Yeah, we get them before they open. We have sessions where we help people develop their business ideas. I have a lot of stuff on our website with tools that they can go to help kind of get that idea out of their head and on the paper.
Okay.
You know, so then from the paper to writing their business plan, helping them get money from some of the micro lenders and different organizations that are out there to help them get into business.
Okay. So now what kind of businesses do you work with?
Just all types. Right now, because of the current economic situation, a lot of people that never thought about starting a business are now going into business for themselves. You know, somebody might have been working as a painter for a company. Now they're thinking about working for themselves. So it doesn't really matter, just anything that hopefully generates revenue.
Well, just for fun, I got to ask, from someone that's been in business for themselves a long time, we have other studio guests that's been in business a long time, how funny is it to see how much more work it is than people think it is?
Oh, no. That's you know, what's really funny, people say, I want to be my own boss, but they don't realize that they now have 20 bosses.
Exactly.
Okay? They used to just have one.
Right.
But now they have 20 who all want to be treated as they're the only boss.
Exactly.
Okay, so that little 40-hour week they were working now turns into 80 hours. But I think the difference is when you're doing it for yourself. And especially if I can encourage people to do stuff they're passionate about,
uh-huh.
It's a different kind of work.
Right.
They feel differently about it. But, it is always funny when they think they're just going to jump out there and
throw up a sign.
Throw up
and
a sign.
The people are going to come.
Build it and they will come.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
You can actually pay them to come sometimes
and
they don't come.
Then they don't come. Yeah. You can give it away free and they still don't come.
So Mark, tell us a little bit about some of the coaching programs specifically that you offer.
Well, I have a couple that I do. One is develop your business idea coaching program. Most of my programs are 90-day programs where I take them through the process of getting that idea out of their head, because one mistake a lot of people make is discussing their business idea with their friends and relatives.
And, you know, steal them.
Well, they don't steal them. They're negative about it a lot. You can't do that. You don't know anything about that.
Right.
And if I were you, you know, they put their 2 cents in, which has no value. So we try to get them to stop doing that and to come to us in our coaching program where we can be objective about it. Still, it may not be a good idea, but
right.
Okay. But it's easier for us to describe why it's not a good idea versus, because a lot of people have never stepped out on their own. And when their relatives, they listen to the relatives, that they never will.
Right, right.
Okay, so we have a program for developing their idea, and then you'd be surprised at how many people that are in business right now that have never written a business plan.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I do business insurance,
right.
Trust me.
Yeah, okay, they just kind of jumped out there. But what happens when they go try to get financing or funding, well, what's your plan? they don't have an answer.
Right.
So we try to help them understand what projections are, how important filing their taxes are, you know, profit and loss statements, getting a good accounting system, some of the basics.
So it sounds like you help a lot with the financial side of the business as well as...
Because that's generally the area that they're lacking, finance and marketing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. They have their idea, they have their passion, they have their skill. They know how to cut grass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they don't know how to track it, the money, and they don't know how to market their business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Mark Parham, with CEO Business Coach. Let me ask you this, Mark. Being in marketing myself, what types of marketing do you do for your business currently?
You know, that's interesting because I've gotten into the social media we were talking earlier. Because of the fact I work with a lot of organizations, my name has gotten out there a lot, but I really have been using social media, Facebook, Twitter, and I do radio shows, mm-hmm. and I do, like, I'm doing a boot camp this weekend where I just do free, people can come out and learn and talk. So I do a lot of public speaking around different places just so that people can see that I have knowledge that they can get access to by coming to my website.
Okay. So now you said you do mostly social media. Now do you do any TV advertising? You do anything like that?
I have not used any TV advertisement yet.
Now do you do nonprofit businesses too? Or?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Because really nonprofits need to run like a business as well.
Right.
That's a mistake they make. They start out nonprofit thinking that they're going to run out there and hang their shield and everybody's just going to start giving them money, but they don't really know how to tell their story, where it's, you know, helps people understand what they're doing and then want to contribute to help them do it. So it's the same kind of, and they need to track the dollars the same way that a for-profit business does.
Now, from someone that does business insurance, I know one of the biggest gaps is always insurance.
Right.
Because people don't even think, one, to get it, how much they need, what they need to cover. And you said the biggest gaps that you see is financial and marketing.
Yeah, but insurance falls in that financial category.
Right, absolutely.
Because it's protection.
Right.
You know, if you got a landscape business, what if a rock shoots out and breaks a window or knocks somebody upside the head?
Right.
Or, you know, you know, anything can happen. And a lot of times you hope that these things don't happen. But if you don't have insurance, you know, if you're painting and you fall off a ladder or you knock over somebody's 60-inch TV or, you know, something like that, people don't think about those kind of things. So that insurance kind of falls into the financial.
I'm sure Job knows a little bit about that, huh, Job?
So speaking of personal injury, well, now let me ask you something else. And you were saying that, but my question was going to be about the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a gap do you see as far as running the business itself and the business people? From one of the mistakes I see people make, I've made it myself, we try to do everything.
Right.
I want to be the owner. Right. I'm going to be the catcher. I'm going to be the pitcher. I'm going to play shortstop. And you really can't. Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. He wants to do everything,
right? He wants to be coach. Right, right.
You can't do everything. Right. So how do you help people navigate and kind of how they can hire people, get people to do things for them, you know?
Well, one of the things I really try to get them to understand is that there are programs out here like the SBA and SCORE and the Small Business Development Centers where they can go to get assistance.
Okay.
Okay, with developing their plan. And once they dig into it, they'll learn and realize that there's certain areas they're just not strength. They don't have strength in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I try to encourage them to use students. A lot of people have young people like children that are living in their house that know everything there is about social media.
Right.
But they, you know, they forget, you know, and I say, well, hire your kids, but just pay them in the same thing you've been paying them, like food, shelter, all those other kind of things. But they don't use their children a lot of
Those resources.
They're already there that you just don't realize. So a lot of times when people come to me, if they have a family or a husband and wife, I generally invite them all to one coaching session.
Okay.
To see, they may have strengths that you don't really recognize that they have because you've been trying to do it by yourself.
Right.
You know, so invite those in to see if they want to help you.
Yeah, delegating is hard.
It's hard.
And it's finding someone to delegate to that knows what they're doing is even harder.
It's hard.
It is very hard. So, now how long have you been doing this in the community?
I've been working here in Atlanta for about 20 years.
You know,
I had my own business, and I made mistakes. I had it for about 10 years, and my mistake was not understanding how serious the IRS is about those 941, those payroll taxes, you know.
And it's getting worse.
It is getting worse.
Absolutely.
But But I've been doing coaching and consulting. I did it more for large corporations, mm-hmm. but for small business for about the past 7 years, I've really been focused and figured out this is the path that I wanted to take for about the last 7 years.
Now, do you do individual coaching or are there always classes?
Individual coaching.
Okay.
You know, and I try to do individual in a small group, no more than 5 people at a time so they can really learn and share. But I do a lot of individual coaching. And we do it, you know, using technology, Skype, you know, conference calls. So they don't always have to come. It's not always a face-to-face kind of thing. Once we get them started and get them on the right path, most of it's done over the telephone.
So men do that, Tess. I can't do the Skyping, that FaceTime. First of all, the phone's going straight up your nose. It's horrible. It's horrible. Women, I don't like that at
the
all.
The camera does add about another 5 pounds.
Like
easy.
I need that.
You know, it's funny because my mom, we try to Skype her, and she's like, no, my hair's not right.
Right,
now.
You know, right. I haven't. No, you can't call me till I am right. Camera ready.
That is right. That is right.
Again, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, marketing and advertising expert, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we have in the studio with us Mark Parham. Mark, let me ask you, it's listeners out there right now that are tuning in, any expert advice you can give them? If they're looking to hire a company like yours?
When you go and you look for a consulting company, talk to them about their whole process. They should have a path. They should be able to show you from the beginning to end how they're going to work with you and where they're going to take you to. You know, it should be a curriculum, as we say. Mm-hmm. A lot of time you meet with consultants, they go, we'll develop it on the fly. That's going to be a waste of your money. They should have a defined curriculum. They should have people that they've done it with that you should be able to talk to and ask them how it is. But it should be defined, like 90 days, 6 months, 12 months. It should not be open-ended.
I tell my girlfriends that date. That's one of my things I do. I'm like, what is he trying to do? Where is he trying to go?
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I do that with my clients, right. you know, beginning, middle, and end result. And also provide those case studies, which are very, very important.
Yeah, and I think it's important because if you do it like that, everybody knows where you're going. And if there's something they don't want to do, they can see that this is not what they want to do. But it also gives you the ability to measure how successful you are with that client. Mm-hmm. There's some people you try to work with, they're just not ready. Mm-hmm. And instead of keep taking their money and keeping them, you could say, look, why don't you go back, rethink this, and come back to me later. And 9 out of 10 times, they will come back because you've taken it, because you made them realize that they're not ready yet.
Yeah, it's really sad when you see these businesses all gung-ho, and then 6 months to a year later, they're closed up.
Right.
If that long sometimes.
Yeah. It doesn't take long to not pay rent for the...
That's right. That's right.
Well, we're talking to Mark Parham with Cap Builder Network Group. Mark, tell everybody how they can find you and the best way to reach you.
You can find me at my website. It's capbuildernetwork.com. That's capbuildernetwork.com. And the best way to reach me, when you go to the site, there's going to be a pop-up that says Have Questions, and you can click on it. It'll look at my schedule. You can either ask a question or to look at my schedule and set up a – you can say if you want a 30-minute coaching session. I do a free 30-minute evaluation, but you can click on it, and it'll contact me and see if that works for me.
Okay.
And that's the best way to do it. It's hard because if you're coaching and talking all the time, you can't take phone calls. Mm-hmm. But if it's scheduled – I can make sure it happens.
Okay. Oh, and give us the details on your seminar this weekend.
The seminar this weekend is up in McDonough, Georgia. It's at a place called Jazzy Brown's Cafe. It's from 10 to 2, and it's going to be on marketing, you know, how to market your business. I have 3 people there talking about social media, and I actually have someone there on nonprofits talking about how to tell a compelling story.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you again, Mark, for coming out to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group Agency, where I specialize in business insurance, where we care about what you care about. My co-host is Tess Turin, Basica Marketing. She's a marketing advertising specialist. And our second guest is Job Milford of Prelo and Milford. Good morning, Job.
Good morning, Angel. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning.
Now, what's Prelo and Milford?
Well, Prelo and Milford.
Prelo, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm from the South. Everything's pre.
Right, right. Prelo and Milford is an employment law, business law firm. We primarily help professionals and businesses with their employment law issues, and that can range from a variety of issues because, obviously, as you're talking about building your business, the bigger you grow – you tend to have legal issues, particularly with respect to employees and complying with all the various laws that apply to employers. And mm-hmm. so that's what we primarily do. We also do personal injury law. As Mark was talking about a few moments ago, folks get injured right. through the carelessness of others, and we ensure that they're remedied for their wrong, and that's kind of what we do.
Mm-hmm. So no divorce?
No.
Just for fun. No, you don't want a bad divorce?
No, we don't do family law issues. We kind of focus in on business-related issues with respect to employees and contractual issues. Sometimes you may enter into an arrangement and it didn't work out the way you wanted it to, and so we tend to go in and get relief for our clients.
So, Job, tell us about the employment law. What is the biggest misconception out there?
Well, the biggest misconception is that something that's not fair or that doesn't feel good doesn't necessarily mean it's against the law. And likewise with the employers, sometimes when an employee has a concern, sometimes communication is key. A lot of my issues, a lot of my cases, like much in life, it's a failure of communication. And so if you keep the communications lines are open, that tends to reduce the amount of issues that flow. Sometimes when employers get sued, they go and they're not talking to the employee and they're not giving them the information that they need, and that's not always the best strategy to try to resolve issues.
I tell my husband that all the time.
Right.
It was a failure of communication.
Exactly. You won't do what I say. That's the failure here. You would just mind me, everybody be happy, right?
Right.
That's right.
Now, you said you do employment law, you do some personal injury. I got to ask, when it comes to employment law, there's this big talk about minimum wage, it needs to be raised, it's high enough. I guess if you're rich, it's high enough. What do you see some of the issues with as far as you deal with overtime and minimum wage?
Well, the key issue is the law requires that if you work, if you're a non-exempt employee and you work over 40 hours a week, you must pay overtime. Sometimes employers, small businesses, they have arrangements with employees where they don't pay the overtime, and that's illegal. You cannot agree to not pay someone overtime. Obviously, if I work the time, I ought to get paid. Likewise with minimum wage. Sometimes if you work an extended amount of hours, it will bring your actual minimum wage below the minimum wage, and that can be a big problem for employers and employees, of course, if you're not getting paid. Mm-hmm. And so that, in fact, that's a big hot ticket item in the law. And sometimes employers, the way the law is structured, if I work the time, you must pay it. And so whether it's a dollar, whether there's liability for $1 worth of time, the lawyers get paid. So a lot of my cases, the damages may be, you know, $5,000 to the employee, but it's $50,000 to the lawyer. And so a lot of times employers, small businesses need to be to get on top of that issue and resolve it before it can become bigger than a small issue.
Now, does that also apply to salaried people?
Well, it depends. In the way it's structured, if you're an exempt employee, and that typically means if you're making decisions or if certain types of job, you do not have to pay overtime. And, of course, a lot of times employers, they try to give folks salary thinking that just by virtue of giving the salary or you're a salaried employee, you're therefore exempt from the overtime rules, and that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. It depends on job duties and not job titles or the manner in which I pay you. And so a lot of employers and employees, they say, I'm a salaried employee, I don't have to pay you overtime. Well, that's not always the case. And that's how a lot of employers get in trouble. And so, yes, and that's why it's important to have an attorney to review your situation to ensure that you're in compliance with the law. Because in this particular law, once you've made the mistake, you're in trouble. There's no, oh, I didn't mean to, or you know, it wasn't intentional, or whatever the case may be. And so, and it could be pretty lucrative for lawyers. And so we tend to like those cases.
Well, yes, because I assume the employer pays you usually, no matter how little the damages are. Is that usually how it works?
Well, it depends on what side I'm on. You're right. If I'm representing a small business, I'm typically on an hourly arrangement. And so whether we are there for 5 hours or 100 hours, I'll get paid. Likewise, when I'm representing employees or professionals, all of my time will be compensated. And that's critical because, again, you could be liable to the employee for a nominal amount, but the lawyer gets all his time. And so that's why it's critical to deal with that on the front end and don't let it grow beyond what it needs to grow to.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Job
Milford.
Milford, thank you, attorney at law. Somebody very smart told me one time, have a great attorney and a great accountant. And I took that advice.
Now, my mama told me only two people you got to be honest with, your lawyer and your doctor. You can tell me any lie you want, but those are the two people you got to be honest with. Well, you sound like you are like really into this employment law thing.
Right.
How did you get started in it?
Well, I knew I wanted to litigate cases, which is essentially fight for either side. And when I was coming through, there was a variety of different areas. There's products, liabilities, there's all these different areas, but employment law deals with everybody. Everybody has a job
right.
at every very different levels, and the facts, frankly, are typically very interesting. We spend a lot of time on the job, and sometimes it was just an area that intrigued me, and then once I started doing it, really, actually, I had a case where it was sex going on at the job and those types of things. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. You know, if you're going to deal with the law, you might as well deal with some interesting facts.
So you couldn't make up some of that stuff,
right?
Could you?
I mean, you would be surprised what happens
on
the job.
No, I wouldn't. I worked in corporate America.
Let me ask you this. Being in the employment side of things, do you deal with workman comp cases?
We do some, okay. and obviously that trickles into the personal injury area sometimes when mm-hmm. you know injuries, any types of injuries. And so my law partner Oscar, he focuses on that area. I tend to focus on the business side of things, and likewise just the employment issues, not injury issues. But Oscar and our firm, we're certainly capable of handling all those areas of law.
So what's the most challenging part of your firm, or your cases, should I say?
Well, again, sometimes I have clients that come in, and they've been wronged. And sometimes the law does not necessarily have a remedy for them. And so you're sitting there with clients, and they know and they feel strong in their hearts and they've been wronged. And you know they've been wrong, and thing has been unfair, but that's not necessarily the key to victory, or you may not necessarily be remedied. And likewise, the way the law is structured, it can be costly sometimes to get relief. And so I have clients who have good cases, but we can't really help them. Likewise, and both from the employee side, mm-hmm. likewise on the employer side, we have employers, small businesses that simply can't afford to have attorneys. And so they tend to do it on by themselves. And then they'll come to us when it's all messed up.
Right.
And then we have to try to fix it. And sometimes it's hard to tell someone, we can't help you.
Right.
We understand your issues, and it's not necessarily we can't help you. The law does not provide a relief for you, and that can be troublesome because you have a lot of good people who really do not deserve to be harmed, but it is what it is sometimes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking here with Job, attorney at law. Job, may I ask, tell us a little bit about your background, your experience, and where you went to school.
Sure. I'm originally from Miami, Florida. I went to undergrad at Florida A&M University in Tallahassee, and then I worked for a few years, then I went to Howard University School of Law in D.C. I left Howard and moved to Atlanta about 11 years ago and started working with a big corporate firm where I defended large employers, and I did that for about 5 or 6 years. Then I moved on to another firm where I primarily, again, represented big corporate employers, and now I do both. I represent people, professionals, and small businesses rather than the big mega businesses. And so that's kind of been my path, and that's how I'm here today.
Mm-hmm. Well, the name of your firm is Prelo and Milford, right?
Correct.
I'm said it right for a change. How did you and Prelo get together?
Tell me. Wow, that's an interesting story. Oscar and I actually were on the opposite sides of each other.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been representing professionals for 15, 20 years now, and I was actually defending. He sued one of my companies. In fact, that was one of the cases where we had sex going on at the job. There was drugs going on at the job. And we fought like bitter enemies for a good piece of the case. But afterwards, we would go out and, you know, have some drinks and kind of have a little fun. And then we realized we liked each other. And so when I decided to leave corporate America, we joined forces. And so that's kind of how we've been doing it. And so it's been an excellent experience so far.
Too bad married people can't do that, right?
Right, right.
Have a knockdown, drag out, but let's go have a drink. Right, no, right. Instead you have to burn his clothes.
I mean, and it's interesting because we fought and then we were kind of hanging out at a bar or something. And he would introduce me to the folks as, hey, man, this is the guy I've been fighting with all day
right,
long.
Right, exactly.
And then folks would look at us like, oh, wow, what are you guys doing sitting here together? But you know, lawyers do what they must. Mm-hmm. But it's not, most times it's not personal. And I understand that you have a job to do on the other side, and as do I. And so we get it, and it worked out well. And he has a pretty good personality like me, so it works out.
Who said you had a good personality?
Well, you know, some folks say that.
You do have a good personality for an attorney, one, especially for, as my grandfather would say, a lawyer that does employment law. Because usually I've met some employment law attorneys. Yeah, they will put you to sleep.
A little dry, huh?
That's the understatement of the year.
Yeah. We try to keep it interesting and try to keep it live because you know, and that's part of the reason why I do employment law, because mm-hmm. there's always something interesting that happens in the case. And earlier you mentioned about being honest to two people. A lot of the times what happens is clients come to us on both sides, and they want to paint themselves better than they really are.
Absolutely.
And we always say, you know, it's best to tell us the whole truth so that we can manage it. There's nothing worse than to find something out midway through a case and you're trying to undo that. And so,
right.
Yeah, we would strongly, and particularly since everything you tell us is confidential. But we tell folks that and they always, I've told you everything. And about 90% of the times, we always learn something new in the case.
Right.
And I'm like, well, didn't you think of this? And they'll try to massage that,
right,
hoping and wishing that it would not come out. But most times it will come out, and it's better to deal with it on the front end than to have us try to undo something.
Right.
Because then folks could tell that, you know, we're lawyering them or we're not being genuine. And that's the worst thing that can happen.
Right. You don't want to defend. It's hard to defend a client that's not being honest with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And folks always say, you know, I'm telling you the truth. I promise this is it. This is all. But exact like 90, and I want to say 95% of the times.
Yeah.
You always find something out and you present it to your client and they just conveniently forgot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's two people you got to be honest with, or you can be honest with, your lawyer and your doctor, because you can't tell anybody.
Exactly.
And that's, if you
exactly
do, that's right. A lawsuit within itself, right?
That's exactly mm-hmm. right. And we work hard to get our licenses, so we tend not to right. And we tend not to disclose information. And we tend to uncover information that's pretty sensitive. And so we recognize that you know, you don't want to just share that information, because I wouldn't want my information shared either. So
right.
That's kind of how that operates.
So tell me, Job, how does your business receive new clients? How do people find you?
We largely through attorney referrals, but some of the marketing issues that or initiative that have been discussed, we're on social media, our website. We try to increase traffic to
right.
our website. Word of mouth. We do things like this where we're on the radios and different venues to try to expose ourselves. But it's mm-hmm. largely through other attorneys. Mm-hmm. If you become decent at what you do, attorneys tend to refer clients to you. And if you treat them, you know, like you want to be treated, that tends to increase. Other clients send us a lot of business. And so that's pretty much how it works.
Okay. All right. Well, Job, tell everybody how they can reach Prelo and Milford.
That's Prelo.
I know,
right,
I'm messing with
partner.
You. Prelo should have came.
Right. You can reach us at www.pmlawteam.com. That's www.pmlawteam.com.
And it doesn't matter which attorney they go to?
No, it doesn't matter. We're one and the same. You know, just give us a call or check us out, and we'll see if we can help you.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Agency, specializing in business insurance, where we care about what you care about. My co-host is Tess Turin with Basica Marketing, marketing and advertising expert. Our last and final guest, who has been very patient, and thank you for that, is Philip Saxton with Small Business Samaritans.
Hello, Angel.
Good morning again, Philip.
Good morning, Philip.
Now, tell us about Small Business Samaritans.
Well, I started this business after spending a number of years in both corporate America and running my own businesses. And the idea came to me when I was reading about the Good Samaritan. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the Good Samaritan came alongside of a person who had been robbed, took care of that person, and utilized his own money and resources to help that person recover. Small Business Samaritans, if you know that story, does the same thing. We come alongside small businesses to help them in any way that we can. If they're in trouble, then we try to find people and ways in which we can help them. Oh. But the main thing that we do is that we find that the reason that small businesses fail primarily is because of lack of know-how. And so one of our main focuses is to provide training through seminars monthly and quarterly to provide them with some really good training that will make a difference in their business lives.
Now, what kind of training do you provide specifically?
Well, this coming Saturday, for example, on January 18th, we're going to be doing a show on moving your website up to the next level and the incorporation of social media. One of the things that, you know, I came up with an idea when I was with the IBM Corporation called Logical Selling Process. And the reason we did that in corporate America is that we had all of these computers and lots of software, but people didn't know how to use it. I find that this is true today among small businesses,
right,
that we have access to a lot of tools, tremendous number of tools, more than you could ever possibly know. You know, social media, we know about Twitter and Facebook, and but there are dozens of social media tools that can be used. And so it's important for us to work with small businesses and conduct a complete plan for them as to that may very well include modifying their website and incorporating the use of social media.
You know, it's funny you said the answers are out there. I have a friend of mine that Googles everything. Why my dog digs? I swear to God, Who cares? But I was amazed that you can literally Google everything.
You really can.
I mean, you can search for anything, how to apply eye makeup. Everything is out there when it comes to businesses, best marketing strategies, all those things. So how do you incorporate that for your clients instead of them just thinking they can just go online and find it? How do you kind
of
step them through that process?
It's important that a business who has a website move up to the first page on Google.
Absolutely.
And that's more than a notion. I mean, it really takes quite a bit of know-how to do that. But if you don't understand what your goals and objectives are, you will never get to the first page.
You are speaking Tessa's language. She's over there dancing. I can see her.
Yeah. If you need an expert to join one of your meetings, I would love to be a guest.
Well, I'd love to have you come. And as a matter of fact, you can come Saturday.
Sounds like a plan.
Because,
it's a date.
You know, one of the things that a website has to do, number one, is that it has to be beautiful.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Number two, it has to convert, which really means that you need to know what you're trying to do. You need to understand what your goals and objectives are. And if you don't, it's not going to convert. It's not going to do anything at all to help your business.
Yeah. Most people just throw up on their web page. They put every single thing they can do versus what they want to do or what they want to focus on or what they're expert at, so that you never find them. They're on page 10,000.
And they put awful content.
I wasn't going to say that.
I mean, most people cannot write.
And everybody should not have their picture on their website or on their business card, FYI.
Or perhaps they need to get a professional to do their picture. The third thing that a website needs to do is that it needs to drive traffic.
Absolutely.
And you really have to understand how to do that. And social media is one of many ways in which you can drive traffic. So we offer those services to our clients, but every month we are providing them with a series of seminars that are really significant in terms of how successful a business can be. For example, we just talked about website development and social media, but one of the other seminars that we did last year that went over really big was that the keys to success. We brought in successful entrepreneurs and had them talk about the things that worked for them and the things that they shouldn't have done.
Right.
You know, So it gives a new business an opportunity to hear what other people have already done and the mistakes that they've already made.
Right.
We talk about customer service. Last year we had Wes Cantrell, who was CEO of Lanier Business Systems and merged that with Ryko. It's a billion-dollar business. Mm-hmm. And he came in and he talked to our folks about the importance of customer service. And basically he said, you know, all copiers are the same. How you distinguish yourself is the service through which you provide your client.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it doesn't really matter what kind of copier you get until it breaks or until something goes wrong.
Absolutely.
And you have to have somebody on the other side of that phone to answer the question.
Right.
And deal with that. So these are just some of the areas that we deal with in Small Business Samaritans on a daily basis. There are about three pillars to our site. Number one is that on Fridays we meet at Cafe 313 in Tequila, and we are doing networking. And the unique thing about that is that very often small business people, when they started their business, prayed to God to please give them a business.
Because he didn't have nothing else to do.
Once they've done that and God answers that prayer, now what?
Right.
And so we are now reintroducing the concept of spiritual development, growth, and prayer into business. Because, you know, as I talk to people, I find I talked to one business person, and he said, I just had the best year I've ever had. My business grew 40%
in
2013. You talk to someone else, and they're about out of business. What is the difference?
Right. Sometimes there's a lot of differences. You know,
and a lot of times that difference is spiritual.
Now, let me ask you this. Earlier you were saying about the when you do the different seminars, right, mm-hmm. you were saying that people aren't sitting down and saying, hey, this is who I am. This is what my message is. This is what I'm trying to get across. And you have these different seminars. Who speaks at these seminars and who teaches these classes?
We bring in experts from the Atlanta community.
Okay.
To speak at these seminars. And this is an opportunity for these people to give back, to help someone who's trying to get to where they are.
Right.
And so a good bit of my time is spent in selecting the people that are going to expose these small business people to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just found a new one today.
No, Mr. Okay. Parham over
Mr.
there.
Mr. Parham, I've got to get him in front of my folks.
Right, absolutely. You know? And even with Joe Milford was saying earlier about the employment piece, people don't even think about that. They don't think about what they can and can't say to an employee.
Well, you know, that's interesting, too.
What's appropriate
too, because,
and inappropriate.
You know, like you said, that you really want to be truthful with your lawyer and your doctor. With businesses, every business person ought to know a lawyer that they can turn to.
Absolutely.
Even if they're not currently having that lawyer on retainer, they ought to have that lawyer's phone number and know who to call when they get in trouble. And so that's one of the things that we try to provide, too, is networking with people that we feel can really help the small businesses when they have that need.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are talking with Philip Saxton, founder and president of Small Business Samaritans. So, Philip, tell me a little, somebody that's out there listening right now that might need your services, what are the three top services that your company provides?
The first thing, and we do free consulting as well initially.
Okay.
The first thing, like Mark does, is that we meet with business people and we do that free of charge to see what their needs are, to understand where they are and what their needs are. If there are areas in which we can help them, we identify those areas and then we move forward. If we cannot help them, then we try to send them somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's sort of how the process works. We get our business through social media, through the website, through networking, very much involved in the community. I've been very much involved in the Gwinnett County community. And so a lot of people know me. Mm-hmm. And so whenever someone is interested in starting a business, they very often will be referred to me.
I see. I see. Now, do you have strategic alliances that help you with some of the services that you provide?
Yeah, we have one very tight alliance, and that's with Eclipse Web Media.
Okay.
They're the ones that once we determine what a small business needs to do with their website, then they're the ones who actually do the work. They are one of the top web companies in Atlanta. They have 25 or so, I call them 20-somethings.
those darn 20-somethings.
Whenever you're dealing with programming and things of that sort, you really need the 20-somethings to
Absolutely.
Do that for you. All right. The problem with a 20-something is that they don't have any wisdom, any knowledge, or any expertise. And so you really have to tell them what it is that you're trying to accomplish.
They just know the programming part.
They know the programming part.
That's
they can do it.
Right.
But they don't understand why they're doing it. You really have to tell them.
Right, exactly. Yeah, those 20-somethings is so funny. You said that we had an IT guy on a couple of weeks ago, and he was like explaining what he did. And I said, talk to me like I'm four. I have no idea what you're saying. So I would imagine from a business perspective, I'm a new business owner. I get me a website because they all think I got a website and the people will come. Mm-hmm. Where, let's be honest, most websites are like billboards that don't face the highway. No one even knows they exist.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And these web guys go in there and they do all this pitching and they talk way over their head.
Yes.
How do you merge that gap with your business?
We don't really talk to them about web development. We talk to them about business development.
Okay.
What are you trying to do in your business?
Right.
What are your marketing goals? What are your marketing plans? How do you plan to advertise? Do you have an advertising budget?
Right.
You know, we actually get down to the actual sales process. I've trained thousands of salespeople. I used to run the IBM sales training program. You really have to understand the sales process from the time that you identify a client until the time you close the client.
Absolutely.
And so we painstakingly work through all of that with the clients.
And I know it's painful.
Okay. And we do all of that before we even talk about doing a website.
Right.
Because if you don't have that understanding, the result, if before you do the website, your website is not going to work for you.
Philip, we definitely need to talk offline. As a matter of fact, you just said that I was thinking when we were talking to Job earlier, who's an attorney. I try to tell people, I've been in sales my whole career. Everybody has to sell, like it or not. Everybody has to sell. And people are like, why do you think the business didn't work? Oh, this happened. The bottom line is you didn't generate enough customers to make enough money.
Well,
that's the real reason it doesn't work.
You just stated why we do communication skills workshops. We do these quarterly, and I mm-hmm. do them with Jim Curlin of Sandler Training, who is also an excellent sales trainer. You can actually learn how to sell. You can learn how to be a better communicator.
Absolutely.
Even if you're not in sales. And so we provide at a nominal fee 5 hours of training that someone would normally pay thousands of dollars for if they would go to the traditional routes of trying to obtain sales training.
You need to have a class for husbands, boyfriends, and wannabe boyfriends and husbands about that communicating. I mean, I'm just saying.
I think we can help them.
I think you can make a lot of money because most of them don't know how to do that.
Well, Philip, it was a pleasure speaking with you today. Tell the folks out there that are listening that might need your services or would like to come and be a part of one of your workshops how to get a hold of you.
You can reach me at 404-713-0991, 404-713-0991, or go to our website, smallbusinesssamaritans.com.
Okay, great. And again, we'd like to thank you for being a part of the show today. We'd also like to thank our other guest, Mark Parham, with Cap Building Network Group, as well as Joe Milford, attorney at law. Thank you both for being a part of the show today.
Thank you for having us, Tess.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Good to be here.
Also, we'd like to give another shout-out to Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint, Mall of Georgia, for bringing us these wonderful, delicious pizzas and salads today. Just to let you know, they do catering, birthday parties, they do it all. So please go to their Facebook page and like them. Again, Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint of Mall of Georgia. And if you missed any part of the show, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin with Basica Marketing, your lead generator helping businesses from data to doorstep.
And I'm Angel Nowlin, the Nowlin Group, your business insurance expert, where we care about what you care about.
Stay tuned and have a great weekend, everyone.